Welcome to a brand new episode of the Lords of Lobang.
This episode is going to be dirty, down low.
This episode is not dirty. This episode is about love.
It's about love.
Love deep under.
Extra love.
Yeah.
Extra love.
Extra spicy love.
Yes, how our political parties have so much love that they give it to each other again.
Love knows no bounds.
No bounds.
Yeah. Marital. Even if your partner is married, you can still love their partner.
When love is white with a dash of lightning.
Yeah.
And is blue with some hammer.
Yeah, the different way we cover about love.
If your girlfriend has a husband, but you can still love your girlfriend.
Yeah.
If your girlfriend has a husband, but you can still love your girlfriend.
Yeah.
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 Wait, what?
If your girlfriend has a husband.
Girlfriend has a husband, so you are the extra one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you can still love.
You can.
It's fine. Still love.
Yeah.
Love is love, right?
And hope for divorce to happen.
Love wins.
Love wins.
Especially in that scenario.
Yeah,
in the words of Pink Dot, love wins.
But remind me first. Which one came first? Was it the Speaker of the
Chicken
House?
Chicken or the egg?
Speaker of the House.
It was the Speaker of the House.
Speaker
first,
of the House was
then Workers' Party, right?
Yes. So the Speaker of the House, Tan Chuan Chin.
Yeah.
He was having an affair with Cheng Li Hui.
But before that, he was called out on calling out
James Lim for saying, "You fucking populist."
Yeah.
Yes.
Underneath,
he had a hot mic.
Yeah, he had a hot mic.
And he thought that no one's going to hear this.
Yeah,
but
and then apologized for it, and then later suddenly he's got an affair.
Yeah, I think it was unfortunate for him that he has a big fucking mouth. and he was also fucking around.
Yeah. Maybe that's the reason why the girl chose him.
If you were a skirt chaser.
Yeah.
And if you were to do it outside, maybe he would have gotten away.
Right.
But he chose to do it
in the party itself.
In the party, in the parliament.
Yeah. Can't they just take trips to Macau every other month?
They could. They could have. But the thing is that it would have been figured out. You've got intelligence working for you, right?
Yeah.
So the prime minister would eventually hear of this, sir, two of our MPs are actually fucking around.
Yeah, just go to Vivian Balakrishnan's bungalow, the black and white colonial bungalow, and then throw an orgy there. And then you can,
which we covered on a previous episode, you can go and check out at patreon.com/lotsoflobang.
Yeah, you can fuck in the maid's quarters, away from the main house.
That could have been done.
Yeah.
You could have, he could have just approached him, Vivian.
Yeah. Hey, got a lubang.
Got a lubang. Got.
We covered the corruption.
Yes, we did. We did.
So, whole of last month till now, Singapore politics, huh?
Yeah.
In
very interesting.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, this shit came out, and when it was announced, both of them just resigned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Later that day. And then when news of them resigning came out, all the news agencies like China News Asia, Mothership and all, it was simultaneous. All of them released the news that there's a clip floating around Facebook and social media and WhatsApp.
Right.
Of Leon Pereira.
Right.
Workers' Party Member of Parliament and Nicole Xia, Workers' Party Chief of something, I think media secretary or something like that. So she's not an MP. Having dinner or being spotted at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Over wine.
Yeah. And then holding each other's hands.
Yeah, holding each other's hands, and Leon Pereira was stroking Nicole Xia's hand.
Yeah.
Because he was worried about skin cancer.
He was applying moisturizer.
I don't think it was any of those.
It's because it was wiping. It's this mole looks like it was it's grown over. Yeah,
your hand is pretty rough. Let me apply some moisturizer.
Your eczema is.
Yeah, you got to give me a smooth blowjob, hand job later. Oh. Make sure your hands are smooth.
So that footage came out, and then within I think half a day.
Yeah.
Workers' Party said that we are investigating this.
Right.
And we are going to convene an emergency committee meeting and everything.
Right.
And, it will be handled and we will make announcements on it.
Mm.
I think less than 2 days, 2 or 3 days after that, they had a press conference.
Right.
And everyone knew at that point. It was it's
both of them are going to leave.
They're going to leave. They're going to resign. And then that was what happened.
Right.
Hey, they, you know that what? Actually, all four of them should get together and start their own party. EMP, bro. Extramarital party.
There are more. Yeah.
Michael Palmer.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
And in 2011, was it 2011 or 2012?
Then it's already got enough real.
There was Nicole Seah stood for by-elections, right, the first time. And she stood because the incumbent MP left after being found out for an affair.
For having an affair.
For having an affair. So she stood for the by-elections.
But
she lost, lah. She lost.
And she followed suit, lah.
And then there was another Bukit Batok MP also... I think by elections, or was that Michael Palmer's constituency? I can't remember.
You know what should have happened? All the spouses of these MPs, they should start their own party. So
right.
Yeah. But yeah. Then we Vengeance don't know party. How many affairs they are having.
No, because the ASP.
ASP.
Imagine the wife's
spouses party.
Imagine the wives.
Hmm? Yeah.
Like they are like hanging out at all the young boys' joints and like.
Oh shit! Yeah. Going to like the male KTVs.
Male KTVs and
yeah. I'm not sure Singapore has.
They are being all frisky and everything.
I doubt.
You know what? That's a business opportunity. We should start a male KTV.
Yeah.
Cater to all these like lonely wives.
Tai tais.
Yeah, all these tai tais.
KTVs have never really been legal in the laws.
Right.
So if we promote it too obviously, I think.
We don't call it KTV. We just call it drinking buddies. You know, you go there, you get a bottle of whiskey, you sit down, you drink with young boys.
We'll call it.
Or young men. Young men.
We call it a getaway.
Yeah.
We call it a getaway.
Yeah.
Getaway TV. GTV.
Yeah. You want to enact some vengeance on your husband? Come down to drink with young
It'll
man.
Just be called Chit Chat.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The Chit Chat Lounge.
Yeah. And then you slide a $10 bill into the underwear.
Where you just come so that you can be heard out.
Yeah.
And then maybe eaten out later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These boys will listen to your ramblings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll put 100% more effort into finding the spot.
And if you want them to act on it,
yes,
that depends also.
Depends on the tip.
Okay. Depends on it. Yeah.
Then we have like special packages.
Uh huh.
Jilted spouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like high powered jilted spouse.
Right.
Well, that's when you come from a well publicized.
There will be scandal. A special room though. The room minimum whole 2K. Private 2000.
VIP man. VIP that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But coming back to the Tan Chuan Jin. He had the reputation of being very well loved by aunties.
Oh, is it?
In his constituency.
Right.
Because he lived like in like one of the private enclaves, right? And like he used to go like jogging and then he'll go and like visit houses on his way home and all. Yeah.
He has a Facebook page or something, right, where he interacts with the residents.
Actually
and
all of them do la.
Right.
Like they all like upload like all the pictures of when they go visiting and all those kind of things.
Yeah.
I'm not sure whether he continued to do it even when he became a member of Speaker of Parliament.
Mm.
But previously he was doing loads of it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And he will like especially spend time with a lot of aunties.
Ah.
Yeah. So he was a man of the aunties la.
Right. He has a sweet tongue la, I guess.
And the lady that he was fucking also looks like a tauge auntie.
Hey, she's actually pretty fit for her age, you know.
Yeah, how old is she?
No, the fittest 47. One. The 47. Fittest one in this entire saga was Nicole Seah.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
But like she was a
The winners in this affair saga, right, is Leon Perera.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, but you haven't
because
seen
he actually got something out of it.
He hasn't. Right. You haven't seen his wife.
Who, Leon Perera? Yeah,
that's true. What about the other girl?
Pritam Singh's wife is.
So Pritam Singh will never do it. But peace. But you notice how it was reported in the news.
Mm.
So for the opposition party, it came out as extramarital affairs because both of them were married. But
the lady isn't married.
Yeah, so she isn't married, and so that one was inappropriate relations. That was labeled as inappropriate relations in the papers. Like.
Yeah, and because in this case, both of them were married.
Yeah. So that's why
it's but they ended it like in 2021 or something, right?
Who, Leon Perera?
Yeah. And Nicole Seah.
Also, they've been fucking around for quite some time.
Yeah. But, right. But then they ended it in 2021.
Okay.
So this clip, right, is pretty old.
Oh. Oh, it's not recent.
It's
could
old.
Could it be one of those things where they were being blackmailed and then they finally decided not to pay up?
I don't think they were being blackmailed.
It might just be floating around the interwebs, right? And then someone picked it up.
Was it?
No, apparently the account that released it, right?
Yeah.
Some Victoria something. Like now the account is gone.
Ooh, do you think it's a intelligence shit?
Could be.
Yeah.
So my guess lah, but this is just purely my speculation.
Yeah.
Is that I think the ruling party, right, might have come across this.
Right.
And then they were like planning to like, okay, I think this is a good time to release the footage and like
take some heat off our ass lah.
Like this fucking ride out road thing and everything. Like, let's just like cool things down and make sure the other party is going to take the brunt of it. And then they were like, wait, but let's check whether our guy is keeping it in his pants or not.
Yeah.
And then when they went back to check, they were like, jeebai, the fella's still fucking around. Fuck him. Because they found out about him fucking around in 2020 this same lady. And someone's phone.
And they spoke about it. Like, I think they spoke about it privately.
Oh, PM Lee, right?
Yeah. And he was told to, like, stop it. But he didn't.
Yeah, in 2020.
Yeah, and then now, when the whole populist thing came out, like, the
yeah,
and
then they were
and
like...
And then he was like, come on, man. Are you still doing stuff? And he's like, yeah. It's like, we're about to release something.
It'd be hard to blame him if she eats his ass, lah. I want to stop it with her, but every time when I stop, she just takes down my pants.
Yeah, but for
put her lips to my asshole and
with
sucks
like
me up.
Political ambitions, right?
Yeah,
this one all you don't. Even if you eat your ass, you go don't go and tell the fella who's your boss. Yeah, I cannot stop lah. She's
just so good.
She's like a Spanish woman.
So yeah. More likely is that
she sticks her tongue in and a finger as well.
Something's about.
I think
break.
During undergrad she spent like a exchange here there.
She gives sloppy blowjobs better than my wife.
It's like, so they're. I mean, according to that, like, we're about to.
My wife doesn't understand the difference between teeth and lips.
Like, we're about to release something, right? So no, I don't think they would have said it to him,
Right.
They would have just like confirmed that this guy is still fucking around.
Yeah.
And then like, okay.
Yeah.
Fuck this.
Yeah.
Right. We can't release this without taking out our own trash, right?
Mm. Mm.
So this fella just fucked himself. In the foot.
Yeah.
Now we fuck him in the ass.
just the way he likes it.
Just the way he likes
just
it.
Just the way he likes
so
it. Yeah.
He's gone. Done and that's it. Bring him into the office.
Now
like
now Tan Chuan Chin can pick a fist. He can fit a fist up the ass.
Hey, Chin.
We have to let you go.
We have to let you go.
Yeah.
Why? What's
that mouth of yours is getting
first
us in trouble first.
Was your mouth.
Yeah.
Now it's your cock.
Yeah.
We told you to stop. You didn't stop.
Yeah. You
not only
man.
You. She's also gonna go.
Yeah. Hey, but she's single, right?
She's single.
Yeah.
And it's also okay.
No, but I don't think they'll be like hung out to dry, like they'll get something in the private sector from their recommendation.
Mm.
Because technically, I don't know about that.
All
but
the fuckers who had affairs are all okay. Michael Palmer started his own firm.
Right.
He lost his job at Harry Elias.
The funny thing is that this speaker. I think he's pretty prolific in the Christian sector.
Yes, yes, yes.
So when this news came out, right, initially they took down all his...
but then they said that...
Then they put it back
Christ
up.
Would forgive him.
Yeah, Christ will forgive him.
Which is true, which is true.
Yeah,
of course.
Christ will forgive him, but they didn't relent on her. I think some of them...
Is
some
it because
of the
she's not a Christian?
She's not a Christian?
Not only that, she's like that she's
she
not
believes
married,
in Buddha?
And then she went after a married man.
So she coveted another lady's man.
No, but that's not actually written in the Bible.
Oh, okay.
Thou shalt not, because they were saying
another man's wife.
Yeah, because they were saying that he didn't commit a crime because she's not married, so he didn't covet man's wife or something like
that. This is some kind of mental gymnastics.
When I heard that, right, when you hear that, you're like thinking, wait a minute. But it also doesn't say in the Bible, thou shalt not covet another woman's husband.
Right.
It's never been written there.
That's true.
So. You know,
so she's loose lah, basically.
But in a sense, she's kind of free. Like,
right.
In a sense, she's free of sin. Like, technically, she didn't cover another woman's. It's not written in the thing.
Yeah.
We take it both ways. Thou should not cover another person's, wife.
Yeah.
I think he gets it twofold because he's already married. But then again.
But she has nice assets, though, right? From the pictures, massive. They look natural as well.
Yes.
Natural milk ducks.
Yes. And I got a feeling most people decided to forgive him were most of the Christian men.
Right. They're like, that's okay. Tits like those, anyone can fall.
Yeah, we can't blame him for falling into it.
You know, like sometimes you get tired with like sticking your dick in the pussy. You just want to ride it out on two tits. You know, push the tits together and pretend it's like a tunnel. Yeah, that's what he did. He's like, I want something different.
Yin yang, but yeah, he wanted to mix up
white or black.
Black. But
is it brown?
On the other hand, right, for Leon Pereira and Nicosia, I would say that even though yes, extramarital, I think I approve of interracial like relations. So true. He was very inclusive.
No, but okay, the timing was fucked up. You know why? She recently gave birth to a second child.
Right.
So it's like fuck.
Wait, was it like was she reconciled?
Like I don't know whether like she had like a rocky thing with the husband or what.
Yeah.
But then they reconciled. No, like 2021, man, they broke it off.
Right.
So like later on, right, she got pregnant and then she gave birth.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be that something came out of her pussy and then now she wants something back in, and then she's looking for cock. She's like, I want to be satisfied
will this
again.
Put the no, relationship no,
that,
back
that doesn't
in jeopardy.
Fit into the timeline.
Oh.
No, this will put the relationship back into jeopardy.
No, it doesn't.
Now that it's released, like it's
but
been over.
But how certain they're not fucking now though, Leon Pierre and Leon.
No, they ended it. She ended it.
If they ended it, why do they still have to resign?
Because he liked to preterm. So it became a huge thing, right? When his driver actually texts like all the WP higher ups and said that I am Leon's driver. I've been a driver for the family for a very long time. He's like a son to me. And I've told him to stop, but he has not stopped. And before this like damages his reputation and your party's reputation, I hope that you guys, like y'all will handle it.
Right.
And then some of the party members actually thought it was like a crank thing, like someone is trying to fuck around with them.
Right.
So some of them like deleted it.
Right.
But like few people like Sylvia Lim, like Preterm and all, they were like, wait, let's ask Leon whether anything on this text is true. And Leon said, no, it's not true. I'm having like personal issues with my driver and, you know, he asked me for some things I refuse and then he's doing this.
Right. So he lied.
So what Preterm Singh said is that we are asking him to resign, or we came to the conclusion that you should resign because you lied to us. You said that there was nothing, but there was.
In 2021, right?
I think 2020, like, it started when she joined the party.
Right.
Before that, she was in another party, and then she came out and joined them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe when they were doing the groundwork, and he was like an NCMP, right? Or NMP.
NMP, nominated lah.
NMP or NCMP? Because he was... Like, because they will give the opposition, like, one or two seats. So, maybe he was NC.
NCMP, lah.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know whether he was NB, but we can check later or what, lah. But, yeah. So, he was really in the parliament, but he had no
AMP.
Power. Huh?
AMP.
AMP?
Available male partner.
Yeah. So, that man said, lah, like, he actually, like, drove them to, like, hotels.
Why
like
would
restaurants.
You use... Oh, yeah, okay.
So, and I think Asia One released an article, right, where they also had, like, a video interview with the driver, like, blacked out, lah. And he said, lah, like, he advised Leon, like, stop. You got kids. You got daughters. You got a loving wife. You know, your mom is still around. Don't, like, disappoint them and all this kind of shit. Then, I think Leon Pereira, according to him, lah, just said that. I know how to handle this. Like, don't worry about this. Like, don't interfere.
Wow.
This is my personal thing or something like that, lah. Yeah. So that was why they told them you both of you have to resign, because when approached, you guys said something totally different.
Did Nicole lie about
it? I think she also. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did
because
her driver
if she didn't lie, right? Only he lied, right? Then it would have been a totally different scenario. Right? There would have been chaos within the party. One fella saying, I did nothing. Then the lady saying, yeah, we are.
Why didn't
you
just use a Grab driver? See?
I don't know.
This is like bouginess
save,
or
save money, I guess.
Like elitism coming to bite you in the ass.
Yeah.
Why have your own private driver, you know?
Right.
When you want to do something
indecent,
right?
Technically, the private driver, right, should have kept his mouth shut.
No lah.
Yeah, he's a rat.
He's a rat. Yeah.
He's a rat.
He's a fucking rat.
Or maybe he panicked. Or maybe it's because he came to the point where Leon was like fucking many other women. We don't know.
Maybe.
And then the driver's like, what the fuck's going on?
No.
This guy's.
Or
off
there's
his
some
rocker.
Truth in what Leon said. That there was discussions between him and the driver, and maybe no pay raise, maybe something
maybe.
Up, and some dispute, and he said like,
he
okay,
decided to blackmail him lah.
No, after all these years, I thought you were like a son to me, but you don't even want to do this for me. Okay lah, I'll let go this truth. Yeah, you
drop
chose
the truth
you
bomb.
Chose this path. That's why I said that there might be some blackmail ish kind of thing happening. Maybe that picture that was out. That picture looked like I don't think a public. A member of public will just take that picture.
The
and
video.
Like, yeah, the video and all that. You
maybe.
Know? It's
But I don't think it was the driver la, for sure.
No, it's not
the
driver. It's a
patron of the restaurant. La.
No, but... And also the thing, right, is that after the 2020 elections, right, I think most, like, politically aware Singaporeans, right, would look at Nicole Seah and, like, Leon Perera and, like, I know these people.
Mm. Yeah, for sure, yeah.
Right?
That's why I think they would have been more clever about it. They wouldn't be in like a...
But they were in a restaurant.
Yeah.
Mm. And, you know, people who go to like nice restaurants, right, they're most likely politically aware.
Yeah. They'd be safer if they are skinnies.
Exactly.
On a Wednesday night. People are like, yeah.
But if we are skinnies, they won't be safe lah.
Yeah.
And
Mr. Pereira, what are you doing?
Even regular people, if they were doing something like that on the down low, right, they would be a little bit more.
Even they get caught.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They get caught. And then this fellow who.
And then, you know, the saying is always that Singapore is such a small place.
Yeah.
Exactly. They got money, right? Why don't they just both take holidays but fly to the same location and then fuck around there and then fly back again?
No,
on different flights.
Cannot la.
Or different timings, different days, you know?
Cannot la. They're not paid enough.
But I can tell you right now, intelligence would be like following all these people.
Of course they are, but at least make them do the work la. More work to be done. You fucking
I tell you what. Just don't fuck each other la.
Yeah, la.
Go and fuck whores from other countries or
actually,
whatever.
Actually that's true, you know. Like why in your own part? It's almost the same thing as, you know, you don't screw around in your workplace.
Don't shit where you eat la, basically.
Where?
Jesus Christ. You didn't have to.
Yeah, the way you went down and immediately start sucking the beer out of the mug.
Practice.
Sucking the head of the beer.
Yeah, practice.
Into your mouth, I could hear it in my ears, the sound, and I was just got so hard, man.
Yeah, you was like, don't shit where you work. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he chose to do that.
Right.
You know, he took a shit. Like, the both of them, like, both sides. Like.
They just dropped their pants in the middle of the fucking hall.
Yeah.
And just, like, let's take one hot, steamy shit.
Yeah, let's be honest. I think maybe a lack of the ability to go outside. Like, because you're under the public eye, right? He can't
fuck
mess around
outside.
Yeah.
When
so
you travel like, for work,
yeah.
You know?
No, but what options? I mean, if he travels the world, he has to tell, and then his wife will know like everybody in the opposition. So he has to go there for work.
You are MP. Mm? You're not a minister. You've got a day job.
But
all the MPs have got day job unless you're a minister.
Yeah.
I don't know like. He could have been.
Wait,
a
what's
like,
Leon's day job though?
Yeah, lawyer. Is it?
No. He's not a lawyer. I think
corporate shit lah.
Corporate shit. Yeah, some corporate shit.
I'm pretty sure, like, at least every quarter he might have a work trip or something, right?
Definitely.
Yeah, just go there and then
what are we saying?
Call the hookers.
What makes us think that Nicole is his only one?
True.
Yeah.
And what makes us think that Leon is Nicole's only one?
I don't think that it was the only one, lah.
Yeah. That's true.
Tan Chuan Jin, I can believe that that one might be the only one because Speaker of Parliament. Quite heavy job,
That's true. Yeah, and with those tits and those mouth on her, I mean, he should be.
He can't let the tits go.
He can't let them go.
It's not something he'll let go.
Yeah,
Tan Chuan Jin also cannot let go.
Tan Chuan Jin can't keep his hands off that.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, this shows that you can't trust the people around you. You never know when someone will rat you out, right? And especially if you're like a politician, you're someone who holds many top secret information, conversations with other ministers, you know, you got to be careful with the people that you have around you. You know, like drivers, maybe a chef. You know, you don't know when someone might just rat shit out, or they might walk into a room when you're doing something or saying something, and then be like, "Oh shit, you're not supposed to be here."
Moral of the story is that if you want to do some dirty shit, don't.
Or just hire.
Just don't if you're in a place of.
You
public,
see, you say that.
No, if it's in a public eye, sorry. And if you're so much in a public eye, right, just don't.
Okay, you say that, right? But and then Josie was segueing into the death of Barack Obama's personal chef.
Yeah.
But before we go into that,
okay,
addressing what Sean said.
Yes.
And then look at Hunter Biden.
Oh yeah,
cocaine on the White House, that one hasn't been that one hasn't been proven. It was him, right?
It doesn't have to be proven.
you know what his reaction was? His reaction was probably, "Oh, that's why I left it."
Yeah. Do you see the clip? There's this short clip of him like walking up to the balcony. I think his wife was there, and then his family was there, and then you can just look at his face and like, this guy is on something.
And this then guy, he moves behind them. He moves behind them, like sniffs something and comes back.
Yeah.
And then like pats touches the wife, like to say that, you know, I'm gonna head
the
off.
The guy was twitching, bro.
Yeah.
He's twitching.
It's like, what the flying fuck is actually going on here?
You don't need to see him doing coke. He is coke.
And you know the amount of like complaints they got?
Right.
Like Secret Service and the police.
Right.
And DC cops. They were supposed to investigate it.
Right.
They turned down interviewing about 500 witnesses.
Wow.
Yeah.
Regarding this cocaine and the White House shit, they are doing it because of Joe Biden is probably like putting the pressure on them to like, hey, just let it go, right?
Yeah. No, and the Secret Service is like,
this is like embarrassing.
If the guy actually was doing coke and they find coke in the White House, right? It's embarrassing to them.
Yeah.
It's like, what were you guys doing then?
And also, they have to cover their ass because I'm pretty sure they know, but they can't do anything.
They can't do anything, yeah.
Then now, if you investigate and it comes out that there is, then how do you deal with this shit, right?
Yeah.
Someone has to be fired somewhere. There's going to be a big can of worms. It's like, fuck it, lah. Let's just.
And then eventually, when the guy gets fired, then, like, if he comes out, writes a memoir.
Yeah, you know, then it's going to be a big thing.
Like, it's going to be a huge thing.
Fuck it, lah. Imagine the Secret Service, right? They went from the JFK assassination to 9/11, then to this shit. Someone doing coke in the White House, and you got to cover up this shit.
It's an ever declining slope.
Yeah. What's next? Picking up Joe Biden's shit on the floor because he didn't wear his diaper.
Joe Biden said that they have cured cancer.
Dude, the amount of clips, right, of him trending on like TikTok and Instagram, of him stuttering and like speaking nonsense. It's crazy, it's insane.
That's one thing. Is he really running again?
They're propping him up.
He can't walk, lah. Don't talk about running. Yeah, he can't walk.
That's why the Democrats, they don't want a debate. And the Republicans are itching for a debate.
Yeah.
How can they not want a debate?
They're like, we're going to fucking kill this guy.
The debate has always been a thing. You can't just...
Yeah, but the last debate was like a fucking shit-slugging festival.
Yeah, maybe just choose a different candidate. But Biden, come on.
No, but usually when there's an incumbent president, right, the party doesn't choose someone else.
Oh, is it?
The party will say that the president runs again. Yeah, that was what happened with Trump, with Obama and all.
Okay, lah. So he could run, but you have to prop up another guy to take his place, lah. I mean,
they already have
Trump is running.
They have Kamala Harris. Trump wants to run.
Trump wants to run, right?
The Republican Party got a lot of people running.
They don't want Trump to run.
The party doesn't want Trump.
Why hasn't Schwarzenegger run?
Cannot. Born in Austria.
Not born in the United States. Yeah.
So you can be the governor. You can be the governator.
You could be the governator.
Can you be a congressperson?
I don't think so.
Don't think so. Okay. The highest office is governor, I guess.
Kanye West?
Yeah.
President Kanye West.
Kanye West has got other things to...
Yeah. He got to handle the juice.
He
could wrap the bill, you know. Like, wrap all the bills coming up.
The guy might go on stage and start talking about 9/11.
You know,
his life is not it's not going well.
Is it?
Because he got his ex-wife saying that actually I appreciated Kanye and I actually loved my time married to him.
Yeah, when
and you're like, what the fuck?
When like, he was not in, like...
And now you're saying this now after you have been fucking Pete Davidson and like other people?
And his big cock.
No, maybe she heard on the grapevine that he is going to run. And he may
I think he embarrassed himself yeah. enough the last
maybe
time.
Maybe she wants yeah. to be the next... she wants to be the first lady.
Nah, I don't think so.
She
would have to marry him again.
Dude, if Kanye runs, right, you should go up there and play the clip of his ex-wife fucking the...
Ray J.
It's like, yeah, this is what I got into. Be careful with women with big tits, big ass.
That's
fake tits and
then,
fake ass.
Then someone will shout, it's like, Kanye, that's not what we meant about hardship. we didn't mean that. No, it was like, so I grew up with hardship, look. It's like, no.
You that's hard.
You got it wrong. No.
And then Reggie will be like, thanks. Thanks for the publicity. Raycons, everybody. Raycons.com.
Do we know who's even running over there? And
Yeah. Got quite a number.
When's the election? Next year, right?
Vivek Ramaswamy.
Oh, the Indian fellow, right?
Yeah.
In the Republican
Party.
I'd
vote for him.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, like, he has been blowing up on, like, YouTube and like I think TikTok and all, because he has been making the rounds. Like, he has been going on all the popular podcasts.
Right.
He did a podcast with Jordan Peterson, with Peter PBD.
Right.
And then he went on the Breakfast Club, and that like made him so popular with the blacks.
Well, I mean,
because they were being really patronizing towards him, and he handled himself like really well.
Mm.
And black people were like, what the fuck are these fucking black niggas talking, this niggas talking about? They were like, did you even hear what he was saying? And what questions you are like posing at him? Like,
wait, Breakfast Club is the one with Charmaine, is it?
With Charmaine. Charmaine also sounded like an asswipe.
Really? Wow. Okay, I gotta check that out though.
No, but I mean, if it was me, I would wish that they vote for him. Because President Vivek Ramaswamy,
yeah,
of the United States of America,
yeah,
I want to hear a Texan person say that.
Yeah,
where is this guy from?
Fuck, I forgot which state, but
imagine Alabama.
He ran like a couple of like technology companies.
Okay,
and he's got like medical technology patents and stuff like that.
Wow.
Yeah, so he has made millions lah.
So someone smart will be in the White House for once lah.
Most of the people who went in there were smart to begin with lah, but they were also evil.
Someone.
So when smart mixes with evil, right?
You get president.
Then you get president.
And like, speaking of president, when's ours?
Should be
next year, right?
This year. Should be this year.
Okay.
Another guy just put his name in for the running, right? This guy with I think his fiance is like, or wife Halimah is like 30 years old, 30 years younger than him or something, 20 years younger than him.
Ooh. Peter Ng.
Peter Ng, right.
The former chairman of GIC.
Wow. Hey, why doesn't Peter Lim run for president?
He's got enough problems.
That's like good.
Fucking his Valencia.
Yeah.
I think the club, they're not happy with him.
Not pumping enough money.
And I think he's not really wanted by like Singapore Sports Council.
But then he should sell Valencia.
Because he's not really like concentrating on Singaporean sports anymore. Right? Like, he's got other business interests.
Yeah, that's true. He's bought Ronaldo's image rights.
Image rights, which is now shit.
Yeah, Ronaldo's twilight years lah.
I mean, look at what
look
at what Messi has done. Messi went to Inter Miami, scored a last minute free kick for his debut goal.
Yeah,
won them that game, and then the next game scored two, three goals with them already, led to a 4-0 win. So
and it's in Miami,
and he's on a high run. The club is owned by David Beckham. Co-owned by David Beckham. It's like, what?
Yeah, David Beckham looks like he hasn't aged, man.
Yeah, unlike his wife. Fucking Piers Morgan. Well, what an idiot. But he uploaded a clip of Victoria Beckham. Like, I think this must be at some party or someone's house.
Yeah.
And it's like that person has like a karaoke room.
Yeah.
And she's singing one of the Spice Girls songs.
Yeah.
And he commented saying that no wonder they did not invite you back for the reunion.
Wow.
Yeah, it was not good lah. But maybe she was high, like she was drunk.
Oh, her singing wasn't good lah.
Her singing wasn't good. Maybe she had like a couple of drinks, like cocktails or something.
It was karaoke lah.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe she hasn't gotten her blood yet. The new infusion.
The new infusion.
Yeah. The baby's blood.
The baby. Yeah.
Which she pays for by, from her Range Rover money.
Range Rover.
Yeah, she designed the Range Rover Evoque.
Oh really?
The baby Range Rover.
The what?
The smallest Range Rover. Range Rover Evoque.
That's on the market.
Mm.
And I assume it would be the cheapest Range Rover they can get lah.
But the cheapest in Singapore is about 200,000.
Yeah, I mean
about that.
Every car in Singapore is horrible.
It's above 150k lah.
Horribly overpriced.
You can't get a first hand car under 100k, right?
Can.
No. First hand eh?
Yeah lah, like China brand lah. Ah yeah, this one lah.
How does that look any different from what did she do actually? Just design the grills?
I know, damn long ago. Like this design, like Range Rover, Land Rover, actually, like.
Yeah.
Wait, how is
she's like, she's probably like, I want a Range Rover, but it's too big. I want it smaller. Yeah.
Range Rover is like massive, right?
Yeah.
Then even Range Rover Sport is massive. So they were like, okay, let's build one for ladies.
So they got
Victoria Beckham to like join the design team and like get her ideas.
Yeah, I mean,
what would a lady look for?
I'm not like shitting on it. It looks nice. I'm just saying.
Doesn't she have like a fashion line or like a fragrance line?
Probably a few. What does she know about cars though? She probably tell the engineers like, all right, Range Rover is too big.
No. I think make it smaller. The engineers and the design team would have said, you don't worry about the technical side of it.
Yeah. Just make it look nice.
Just
put your name to
just
it.
Just tell us about the aesthetics of it.
Yeah.
What you want in a car.
Yeah. And we'll make it happen.
How far away do you want things? And that's it.
She's like, I want a makeup kit. You know, places to put my makeup in on the passenger side.
Hey.
Because I'm not driving the car. My driver is.
Hey, that's misogynistic.
that is elitist because I'm not driving the car.
Oh yeah,
my driver is.
I'm pretty sure the driver is
lah. Yeah.
She won't want makeup stuff. Okay, she just wants the car to be safer, easier to drive.
I want a.
She wouldn't want to drive as well.
It's crash proof.
She needs to get a couple of cocktails in.
Yeah, I want multiple cup holders.
Multiple.
You know,
cup
because
holders.
I have my. Here's my water. Here's my latte. Here's my
champagne.
Yeah, capable.
And then a Negroni just floating around somewhere. Yeah. You know.
So maybe it's auto drive.
My bottled Negroni.
Yeah.
Actually,
I want a place for my dog as well. You know, in the back. You know, some nothing for my dog to sleep in.
If it's auto drive like Tesla and all that, right? You don't have to worry about drink and driving.
You need to.
No, you can't.
You can.
Yeah, if you're sitting in the driver's seat.
So none of the auto drives I have been like fully legalized.
Then you can drink and then sit in the passenger seat.
Cannot. No, you have to be.
You have to be in the driver's seat.
Yeah. In case something goes wrong, you can stop the brakes.
No. So by law, right? You technically cannot let go of the steering, like for more than I don't know how many seconds.
Oh, okay.
You have to keep touching the steering.
The loophole is you sit in the passenger seat and you hold the steering wheel from time
to
time.
Yeah, but
and then when the cop stops you, I wasn't driving.
There's one very important thing.
What?
If you move the steering too much, right, the auto drive cuts off.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because the car senses that you want to control the car.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you say only touch what? Just touch a bit lah. Then if cops pull you over, just say the driver left.
That is when you panic. You're like, fucking cops pulling over. Then you like grab the steering wheel and fuck.
And that's how you swerve off the highway.
Yeah.
Into a ditch and you die.
I mean, I've never been in Tesla yet lah, so I have to wait. I have to wait for my
I've never seen anyone do like self-driving in Singapore though. Have you seen some people do like self-drive?
First of all,
so they're hands off and then the car just moving.
They don't hands off. They put their hands
at the bottom lah.
First of all, in Singaporean drivers.
Then what's the point of self-driving though?
No,
your hands have to still be near the
No, it's not like a fully
there's no point
accredited system. Even Tesla will tell you that that this is not fully approved
because of a couple of accidents that happened in the past as well, right?
Yeah.
Actually,
more than couple.
Multiple.
So even all the electric vehicles made by Mercedes, even though they have the option, it comes with a warning saying that you're not allowed to like remove your hands off the steering wheel for more than 20 seconds.
Right.
And then there'll be a beep, like some signal. Like
that's fucking retarded, dude. Anybody just drive.
Yeah. No.
That's the purpose.
No,
because they cannot allow you to like do it. They cannot allow you to like think that it's auto drive.
No, no, exactly. So what then?
So
then just drive your car.
No, no, no. So it's together, packaged together with other things like lane assist.
Yeah. And cruise control. And you
cruise,
know,
yeah, cruise control.
You know how in like America they already had cruise control where you've long distance, right? You're here so tight, you just here got but
yeah.
America.
Oh yeah, cruise. Yeah, you step in the brakes and then
they use it a lot more there because long distance.
Yeah, you can rest your feet lah.
Here,
I get it.
Here,
yeah.
not much, right? The longest distance you drive before you have to take the wheel is probably, Tuas.
BIE lah. The whole of BIE
when it's empty.
Yeah.
Tuas or yeah lah. Otherwise, it's when you enter JB and then you're driving.
I've seen those self-assisted parking. Pretty cool, actually. Yeah, just click a button and then...
Parking assist.
Parking assist,
not bad.
Yeah.
That could be cool.
But I don't know. I like feeling the power underneath. You know, when you step on the gas.
You like the anger power that comes along with it.
Yeah.
There's a few people I know that when you drive, right, if you go through the entire trip without honking once...
I never honk.
You never honk?
I never honk, yeah.
I honked someone today.
Oh, is it?
You never honk? Is that why it's internalized?
And I kept it there for like a good 15 seconds.
Why? What was happening?
I was like dropping off my dad to the clinic. And I was like, this fella just came out from the junction. And he immediately just wants to cut, even though I'm on the major road and he's on the minor road.
Oh, right.
Right. And then he e-braked.
Yeah.
And then he looked at me like as if I was in wrong, right?
Yeah.
Like, my road was green, major road.
Yeah.
So I just pressed the horn and just stared at him for a good 15 seconds. Even though I was just dropping off my dad to the clinic right across my
what house. Was the dad in the car?
Yeah.
And your dad's like, good job, son.
My dad was like, look at this fucker.
The both of them were staring at him.
And then your dad's like, I raise you well. This is how you treat imbeciles.
You stand up.
But you know what my dad said? Not.
Yeah.
If I was driving, I wouldn't have braked. I would have just gone.
What?
Yeah. Then he was like, he's in the wrong one.
Yeah, but I mean, you damaged your car though.
Then he said, I claim insurance. Then I bring to my mechanic and do up whatever shit and I'll put in the same bill. I was like, oh. Thankfully, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
The vibration here is from his seat.
From his seat?
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a fucking
dildo. When he moved in, that's where it hurt. And are we reaching the end of this one?
The end of this podcast.
Are we?
It's been 42 minutes.
Shall we call it?
We can call it.
We can call it. But what about the dead?
Dying.
Dying.
No, I mean not dying.
Drown. Drown chef.
Risk. The drown chef. The chef.
Oh, the chef.
The personal chef of,
Barack Obama.
I don't know much about that one. Let me.
Let's just assume that he was killed.
Yeah.
And Hillary Clinton's waste management company was hired to do it.
Was it because he was going to poison
Arkansas them? Waste Management.
Was he going to poison Obama or something? And he was found
No, I
out?
Don't think so. I think he knows shit.
Yeah.
Because usually personal chefs, right, they are invited to like cook up
he
a
was
meal.
A sous chef at the White House.
No. Then it was White House and Obama's personal
you know, it was chef sous chef first and then Obama
for
liked
Bush
him so
and
much.
Obama,
oh,
yeah.
And then he asked him to come like come cook for me.
So
personally.
If he's the chef with Bush, Bush administration, I think he might know a lot of things.
So why do you think he was killed?
I mean, official story that he drowned.
That's so
while paddleboarding in a pond or in a lake or something. But I mean, with all the recent deaths surrounding the Clinton family, and then now with Obama, with the personal chef, it's a bit suspicious, lah. It's a bit sus.
Was he like
I think they're cleaning house.
Was he like a stop oil protester and then he had like epoxy and cement on his paddleboard? So that's why he sunk so fast. Like, was he like when he was doing paddleboarding, he was like protesting at the same time?
Yeah, he was carrying a sign.
Yeah, and then he was like, shh, let me do that on my feet. So I'm stuck to the thing. And then he starts sinking. And
so
then
oh shit, I should have thought about this better.
Oh, did you guys see the video clip of like people like giving them a taste of their own medicine? The Jess Oil people.
No.
Like they were having this like
banquet,
dinner, banquet
oh,
thing.
Yeah, they sent
in like a cathedral.
Right.
They sent in
and
somebody.
And then people like they went in with like helium filled balloons.
Right.
Tied together, and they had like fucking alarms.
Right.
tied to that balloons, like the stock of balloons.
Uh-huh.
So once they went in, right, fucking the ceilings in the cathedral, damn high up, right?
Yeah.
They just released the balloons.
No one can reach it.
No one can reach it. And then they activate the fucking alarm.
Wait, so who's having this dinner?
Stop oil.
Oh, they... Wait, it's a proper organization.
Something like that. It's like
ragtag band.
In UK, right? In UK, they have this thing called Extinction Rebellion.
Right.
I think it came it's a splinter group or might be one of the feeder groups from there.
Right.
So these are people, right, who believe that the Earth is going to be extinct.
Yeah.
If we don't stop using oil, we don't stop climate change. You know, all these like catastrophic events have to be stopped, or the future is going to be
in place of what?
Right. In place of animals taking over.
They don't have any solutions.
Then what's the point?
They just want to protest and say that let's stop doing this.
Yeah, that's so weird, right?
Yeah.
These are all young kids.
No, it's not that. It's like
it feels very psyop though.
Yeah, it feels to me like the oil people hired them to make like this entire thing look idiotic, so everybody would just downplay the, you know, like they're so idiotic, we should not support this.
Yeah. If the oil people are doing it, that's smart.
Exactly. Yeah. Because look at how idiotic their protests are. Anyone from outside looks at them and it's like, this is idiotic, they're stupid, we should not listen to this, and they'll completely just disregard that. And
but the thing is that
oil is like
the oil companies are also owned by BlackRock, Vanguard and State Street.
It could be
what are we doing here?
How else can you convince people to act out so idiotically? With money?
No. Dude, you go onto any white university campus.
Yeah.
And you will be shocked when you meet people, right?
Yeah.
Who genuinely believe, right, that communism is going to save the world. And then, like, they have a club. And they are arguing with people talking about, like, hey, but don't you think that capitalism has helped your country, this country where you are living in? Like, look at the system, the university system. And then you hear arguments and you're like, wow.
Right.
Fuck. Like, when people have nothing to fight for, right, you are very comfortable, right? You tend to find things. You want to find things to fight for.
And also, I think a lot of them are like conflating like corruption with capitalism or with with the free market. But that's completely different.
Yeah. The free market is just that. The free market.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with corruption.
Yeah.
It might lead to corruption.
But so does any other system.
But so does any other system.
Yeah, even communism.
And the corruption can always be fought if you have a free market. Because a free market dictates that things have to be running smoothly for you to prosper.
But they do know that there's like real life examples of how communism doesn't work, right? Or how it's bad, right?
As we have mentioned it thousands of times. What people always say, because that is not true communism. Yeah. It is what like Jordan Peterson has said, like it's so arrogant of them to say that I would bring true communism. I have the panacea for all the problems.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's very easy to say it, but they don't understand what it actually means, the weight of it, the implications of it. I mean the idea of it is like very fairy tale, you know.
The idea that everyone is equal and should get equal pay. Correct. I think that's
so. The idea is
flawed.
Wasn't substantiated by the fact that there's no scarcity. There's no lack of resource. That there's so much that we can share.
Because there's this idea of like some utopian, like we will get rid of scarcity.
Not even that. That there is such a proper distribution of resources that everyone gets what they need and they're okay with it.
That means they just don't understand how the world works, lah.
Yeah, they just live in a dream world. Like
no communist regime has prospered.
If that's the case,
for sure, yeah.
I'll end this podcast by saying that I wish magic was real. Have you seen Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Freaking food just.
No, that's not magic. That's fantasy.
With the magic like. And then the food.
Yeah, it's not magic. It's fantasy.
Yeah, fantastic magic.
It's what's her name?
J.K. Rowling.
J.K. Rowling's her fantasy.
And how can she be a transphobe? Do you know if her world exists, right? penis away, or penis erectus. You know, you can get both.
Right.
Just a switch of a wand, but and you'll have a wand.
That's why it doesn't exist, because it's fantasy.
That's why I wish it was. You know?
Yeah. Everything. But that is also fantasy, right?
And the fantasy is all these like just stop all people are living in lah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, that's why I wish.
Or what other people call mental illness?
Correct. Mm. And you know, more people should just like run them over.
Cannot.
But they have to send their car for cleaning lah. Yeah. Takes time to clean away the blood.
I think you can start a GoFundMe page and it will be funded.
Actually, they can just avoid them lah.
No, they cover the whole fucking like highway. They have been doing it.
Yeah,
streets.
They do that in the UK, right?
It's the lack of fear. Do you know if they did this in China, right? They will be run over.
Oh, for sure.
They will be ran over, driver will back up just to kill them. Because
speaking of China, China banned like the Pride Parade and all the LGBTQ shit.
Oh,
so all LGBTQ plus whatever things are all removed from their internet now.
Right. That, yeah. See, that's the thing, right? When you go too hard left, then the natural reaction will be like, go the other extreme. Mm. Then no one benefits from that. Because then you're looking at two different extremes. So always stick down the center, guys. Just go down the center, you know? Yeah. But after you suck the penis, you go down to the balls. And then after you're done with the balls, you lick the asshole. Ladies, that's how it's supposed to be done.
That is...
But how to please a man.
But then again, because it's only because China's, you know, the whole... have only one kid backfire, now it's having a little bit of a reverse thing, because now they're having like population problems.
I think they got rid of that one child policy
quite some time ago.
Yeah, because it was like causing a problem, because then they stopped
because
having
they had a two child policy, and then they were like, fuck that,
yeah, we need more kids.
From two child policy it went down to one,
yeah,
and then they were like, cannot,
then they abolished that,
you know, decline, and we have got quite a number of them going overseas and not coming back.
I think they're still in the aging population though.
Not as bad as Japan.
Yeah, not as bad as Japan. But China, they're facing that.
I think we are going towards Japan, but China is not that bad lah.
China, especially a lot of the major cities are now like fucking like first world.
Do we really have to worry about China LGBTQ? Have you seen
seen what?
Have you seen the Chinese guys over there?
Why? Hey, there are a couple of Chinese MMA fighters.
I mean, that's why
in UFC.
I don't think they'll transition.
Do what? Transit.
Have you seen gutter Twitter with Chinese females? Oh. It will be like, it's incredible. What is this? What is this gypsy magic?
Yeah.
And then it will be like, wait.
By
they using like those like fucking filter?
Right.
Softwares or apps
probably
to alter your face.
AI
shit or whatever.
By females, you mean pubescent boy wearing a wig?
No. Like tits and everything.
Oh.
Yeah. Like not because they've got all the fake things going on.
Oh.
And then now you just need AI to like do your
They've
face.
Got money.
No, that's true.
Now they've got money.
Yeah.
So I could be wrong. They actually did the right thing by, you know, stamping it out. Otherwise, they won't have an army that's worth fearing anymore.
By banning the virus.
Don't forget they've got 1.4 billion.
Yeah.
India just overtook them. 1.5.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
So I think India is now either overtook them or on track to overtake them really soon to be the most populous country in the world.
Wow.
Jesus.
Yeah.
They should implement the one child policy.
India?
Yeah.
India cannot.
Yeah. No.
India cannot.
Why?
Democratic country, right?
Oh.
No dictator, no. That kind of shit, lah.
Right.
Yeah, but in India, recently there's ethnic war going on
in the north of
India, Manipur. Two
women, right?
Tribe women were
Christians.
Paraded naked.
Mm.
That was wild.
Yeah,
I saw the clip.
But they say it was sparked off by fake news that Hindu woman was the same thing was done to a Hindu woman, and that's why the Hindu community reacted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is like eye for an eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
Does not make sense.
I was struggling with erectile dysfunction until I saw the clip, and then I was like, oh, here's my heart on.
I was like, you know what we God solve my limb waving.
Yes, you know what we forgot this entire thing. Yeah, that one thing.
Yeah.
We didn't have the sound.
I think this was the first time we needed a limb waving. For his explanation about you suck the what? Suck the tits, suck the cock, and then lick the asshole.
That one
should have just said bisexual Josie.
No, the straight line. From you keep right in the center. Don't deviate left or right. Start the cock, go down to the balls, and then you lick the ass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a straight line down.
You see, I included tits.
Yeah, no, he... No.
Yeah.
No, it's a straight line.
Guys have no tits.
I was like, where don't is the feminine form? I wanted to include the feminine
don't
form.
Don't discriminate. Yes, guys no. have no tits.
This
don't discriminate.
It's his instructions. You know? That was instructions on how to go.
Yeah.
What was it again, Josie?
You suck the balls?
No, you suck the cock.
Suck the cock, balls. Lick the balls ass. And then you finger spit in your hand and finger the
also
ass.
Also because of like hygiene, right?
Yeah.
So you don't spit like the bacteria from the ass to the
Exactly. You end with the ass.
Yeah, so yeah. The whole thing is like semi sanitary in a sense. In a way.
Just make the person douche with Yakult. So it's good bacteria.
Or Vitagen.
Or have it in your mouth when you're doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, you can.
Just
flush.
What do you have in there?
Flush the
Vitagen.
Flush the asshole with
it's good
enema.
Bacteria.
Enema. Sorry, flush the with enema.
With Yakult.
In your mouth.
Yeah.
Mix it in your mouth and then you spit it inside.
With that much pressure that it will go all the way.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of weird, right?
You got to train for it, though. You got to train for it. That's important.
You got to take a running start.
No. Yeah. You fill your mouth and then take trumpet lessons.
Right.
Yeah, because they teach
you. Oh, yeah. You know what that move is called?
What?
What?
If a girl licks your ass and strokes your cock, that's called the trombone.
Oh. Makes sense.
And on that note, thanks for listening to this
very informative and educational episode of The Lords of Lobang.
Yeah, the message we actually want to get through here is don't have an affair.
Do you know what you call a girl who is jerking
just
off and then
hookers?
Yes. What?
Do you know what you call a girl who's jerking you off and then slamming a dick into her dick? A drummer. That's a very progressive joke.
So
because I said her. But with a dick.
It would be even more progressive if it's all done in 5/4.
5/4.
That's drama talk. Then you won't get it. The people who have music theory or play music.
Oh shit. Yeah. Right. Miss it.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah. Do triplets lah, I guess.
Triplets.
Yeah. Have a nice beat. Yeah. All right. Ciao, guys.
Ciao.